Welcome to Care to Lead, your path to leadership success. Brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Barbara Seymour, Associate Vice President of Member Connections at Vizient, and I'm excited to welcome today's guest, Marcus Engel, a healthcare speaker, author, and compassion consultant. Marcus holds a master's in narrative medicine from Columbia University and is a certified patient experience professional and a certified speaking professional. He has authored 4 books, serves as an adjunct faculty member at the University of Notre Dame, and is the host of his own podcast called Compassion and Courage. Welcome, Marcus.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
We're really excited to have you today. I was pleased to meet you and be a guest on your podcast as well. And when we first met, I was able to hear your really unique perspective on healthcare. Spend a few minutes and tell us about your story.
Sure. My story starts when I was a freshman in college. I was home for the weekend, and while I was attending a St. Louis Blues hockey game, after the game, my friends and I were driving home, and we were broadsided by a drunk driver. That crash not only took 100% of my sight instantaneously and totally and permanently, but I received what's called a Lafort 3 fracture, which pretty much means every bone in the face is crushed. So I started out my journey as a 18-year-old patient that was traumatically, critically injured. As I have continued to tell the story over the years, that's gone into the avenues of narrative medicine and narrative nursing. And I get to teach this to students at Notre Dame who are going to be doctors. It's a pretty great experience I've been able to have, even though it started in a very tragic way.
A lot of those meaningful stories start in those deeply tragic or meaningful ways. And I appreciate you sharing your experiences. I try to imagine what that must have been like, and it's unimaginable. As you share your experience and your story, you inspire and influence thousands of people through your lived experience. You mentioned narrative medicine. I'd love to hear more about narrative medicine, which I'd never heard of until we spoke for the first time.
That's not real surprising. Narrative medicine is still a developing science practice framework that I've been part of for over a decade now. Columbia University has the first master's in narrative medicine program. I graduated from the program in 2012, and my class was only the third to complete the master's level training. What we do in narrative medicine is deep listening and reflective journaling and responding to prompts. It's all in an effort to better and more actively listen, and then hopefully be able to do something productive with these difficult, tragic, beautiful, incredible stories that take place in healthcare every day. My focus has always been with nurses and trying to teach simple therapeutic journaling and writing techniques to help ward off the traumatic things that go along with the job. The nurses who've been through COVID the last couple of years, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's not even considering all the issues that have come along that affect leadership and bedside nurses alike and healthcare professionals across the spectrum. What I do in my work is to try to teach that kind of therapeutic journaling and reflective writing to help keep people more engaged in their own humanity.
That's super powerful stuff. And we all have stories. There's always something that you can share in that way through narrative medicine. I love this and hearing more about it. I'm sure you see some organizations as you work with people to help their nursing staff. You see them use your knowledge and skills as a point in time intervention. But I also hope there are others that have made narrative medicine just a part of their culture. Can you tell us about someone who does this really well? What does it look like? How does it feel? And how does it impact their nursing staff?
Where I've seen it done really well specifically is a hospital in Ohio. Akron Children's has a person on staff who is in charge of narrative medicine, as does Columbia Presbyterian in New York. Where I see it done well is where it's used to help staff stay more engaged in their work. by bringing groups of nurses together and having them reflect, there's different ways to build more compassion and to build more empathy. And one of the primary ways is storytelling and story listening. And how can we do this in a facilitated manner so that everyone is getting the maximum out of it? Simply put, you and I, whenever we start to talk and we share about our own traumas, it immediately gives an authentic relationship. We step into much more of a therapeutic relationship. If we're working with other professionals on the floors, we will have more empathy for our coworkers and for our colleagues, just if we know their stories. We know what makes them tick. Maybe that gives us a little more reason to say, ah, that's why that person does things that way. Hopefully that brings about more compassion that can also go towards the patient. Because if nurses on the floor are having strife amongst themselves, that's taking away from the experience of the patient. That's taking away from the presence that can be shown to the patient. Organizations that do this well promote listening and feeling heard and feeling seen and held by their organization.
You said a couple of words that really stood out to me: empathy, compassion, authenticity. These are things that we say a lot, but storytelling and story listening and narrative medicine actually brings those words to life in a way that you can't do through a theoretical framework or a piece of literature. It's fascinating and it's wonderful. And I love to hear that there are places that are embracing this and doing it really well. When we chat about the challenges in healthcare, the fatigue of our nurses and providers and leaders, and how they're experiencing this at such alarming rates and levels, what would you tell us about how caregivers can reconnect and heal?
There's many ways to reconnect and heal, and it's kind of like exercise. What's the best exercise to do? The one that you'll do. How do you take on the traumas of the job and just of life in general in the 21st century Western culture that we live in, even off the job? Those who are on the front lines are oftentimes also caregivers in the home and taking care of elderly parents and in that sandwich generation. So what can we do? It doesn't take that much. It just takes a little bit. And one of the things that I encourage nurses to do is at the end of every shift, just notes on your phone, write two sentences. The first sentence, write, what went well today? What's something that I learned today or went well during my shift? And the second is answer the question, if something happened tomorrow that happened today, how would I do it differently? We're reflecting on good experiences that we've had, and we're also learning on the job through sometimes negative experiences or quote unquote bad things, but we're learning. Why do people feel disengaged with their work? They feel like maybe I'm not making a difference anymore. But I promise you that after a week or two of faithfully doing this, just typing out what went well today on the job and what's something that if it happened tomorrow, I would do it differently. Those two things, pretty soon you've got a long list of how you're making an impact every day, keeping you engaged with the work and also remembering that you are making a difference.
Simple and powerful. I love it. Marcus, if you could give one piece of advice to our listeners on how to prepare future generations of nurses for success, what would it be?
Preparing future generations of nurses for success. Gosh, I'd like to say the basis of what I think sometimes is missing in curriculum has been the humanity aspect. My book, I'm Here, Compassionate Communication and Patient Care, tells the story of Jennifer, who was a 20-year-old patient care tech that held my hand the whole first night that I was in the ED. Even though my face was crushed and I was blind and they had no idea if I had a traumatic brain injury, she simply held my hand and gave me comfort by repeating the two most compassionate words that anybody can say to another. And those words are, I'm here. Right? I'm here. When we are present in this moment, when we can witness suffering and be moved by it and respond to that suffering, which is the definition that we use for compassion with my pre-meds at Notre Dame, that's when we're truly being our most authentic human selves. We're at our best when we're giving to humanity.
Very powerful. I'm sure that patient care tech maybe had no idea the ripple effect of that simple action that night that you were in the hospital.
She did not. She had no idea that she had also inspired a book that was based on that brief experience in the ED. And now for her as a nurse leader, that's pretty special.
It's amazing. We just never have any idea the power of what we're going to do in those moments.
You're right.
Well, Marcus, it's been a pleasure to have you share your story with us today. On behalf of our listeners, thank you for helping us remember the importance of the human connection in everything that we do.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk to you again.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you've enjoyed today's discussion, please subscribe to hear more Care to Lead podcasts. Like us and send us your comments. Care to Lead is your path to success and is brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network. I'm Barbara Seymour. Have a great day.